Blog Talk Radio. Today we have a special guest who tried this week to share with us and lost connection. And so we have Sister Liba from Pakistan. Let me tell you a little bit about Sister Liba. She is the director of our Sunday school in Punjab of Pakistan. She's an awesome, anointed young woman of the Lord. She loves to share God. She has a great heart for children and for the work of the Lord. Sister Liba, greet the people, please.
Hello, everyone. Blessings from Pakistan. I am Sister Liba. I am so happy that Lord again give me a chance. So I will share the blessing words of the Lord be with you all.
Amen. So first, we're going to ask Sister Sarah to open up in prayer, Sister Liba, and then we'll go from there. Miss Sarah.
Yes, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we are thank you for what you have for us today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you give us the understanding of your word. Help us to walk it out today in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Liba, what do you have for us today, please?
First of all, I want to say special thanks to everyone and also special thanks to you that you give me this opportunity, this honor. So I will share the word of God with you all. This is a very honor for me. And today I am going to share with you guys about serve the Lord joyously. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And our today's scripture is Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, everyone is here?
Yes, we are. Go ahead and read it.
Okay, yes. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There are times in our lives, especially when the festivities of the season are winding down, when we feel powerless and grief seems to take hold of our hearts. Note that the verse today does not state that our joy lies in our own strength. Rather, it says, we can say in this word, what it says, that we have the Lord joy. We have the joy in our life from the Lord. What could be better than that? When we have the joy of the Lord, who can against us? When we have the joy of the Lord, we get his strength, we get his wisdom, we get his prosperity in our lives. Our feelings are uncertain and unstable, but the Lord never changes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us jump in here, Ms. Liba. We're going to jump in here real quick. I wanted to share a scripture real quick, and Sarah probably has an input. This is Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait upon the Lord, and he'll renew your strength through his joy. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Wow, what a blessing. I have the same scriptures in my heart, but you already shared. Wow, what a blessing.
Go
this
for
is the
it, Sarah.
Of the Lord. This is the sister of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, so I was thinking about in Psalm 28, verses 7 and 8, it says, the Lord strengthens and protects me. Protection, being like a shield, he's your shield. I trust in him with all my heart. I am rescued. I am helped. And my heart is full of joy, full of praise and exaltation to the Lord. And I will sing to him in gratitude. And verse 8 says, the Lord strengthens his people. He protects and delivers his chosen king. That right there, him strengthening us, we can't not be joyous about that.
Okay, Lida, what else? Go on, girl.
Yes, what a blessing, what a blessing. Lord is always here. He always answers our prayer. He is always there, but we must not allow clouds of uncertainty to hide his face. It is a precious assurance for every believer. I serve the Lord joyfully, and he shelters me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so what do you do, Sister Liva, when you start to feel down, Sister? Liva, tell us, what do you do?
Yes, when I get down, when I have a wish in my heart, oh, Lord, I want from you this thing. And when I never get, I say, oh, Lord is not on my side because the devil is trying to put me down in the Lord's eyes. But, you know, then Lord renews me by his strength, by his joy. Then I say, then the Lord talks to me, count your blessings. Then I count my blessings and I can't imagine, oh, I am not a very good person, but how Lord bless me with a great blessing. And, you know, then God gave me his strength and his joy. Then I remember this verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength, because when I get down, He put me up and up. Today, what I am doing here in Pakistan is the blessing of the Lord. Whenever I get down, I sing the worship song, Count Your Blessings by One and One, and you can't imagine how Lord bless you, protect you, and give you any other blessing. This is the blessing that we are his daughters and sons.
Sing that song, Liva, just short. Sing it.
Oh, yes, please. When upon the light built you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Amen. And you know, when people, today I am happy that people listening to me, and you know, sometimes they want things from the Lord about like a money, they want a good car like this, and they are saying, oh, we have nothing. So I want to give this, sing this blessing verse to them, so they can feel good joy. Are you ever burdened with the Lord of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. So whenever you get down, you are saying, oh, we have nothing. So just remember this song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen. Miss Sarah.
Yes, Liba, I absolutely love that. And I really want to settle there too, where you say, count your blessings. Remember what the Lord has done. There's times that I get down and I have to start thinking, Lord, I remember what you did for me 7, 8 years ago when you started talking to me about being obedient and following you. And look at where I am now. I'm no longer who I used to be. Or I remember when you helped me pay for my college tuition, Lord, when I had no finances to do it, you know, or you graced me with a family that loves me, Lord, and that I get to visit. You know, those are all blessings that sometimes we forget about in the midst of our trials.
Yes.
But go back. The word even talks about going back and remembering all that God has done for you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And Liba, I have a scripture that I'll share, and I'll have you close up with your thoughts. I have Isaiah 41:10, and I'm going to put my name in this. Fear not, Robin, for I am with Robin. Be not dismayed, for I am Robin's God. I will strengthen Robin. I will help Robin. I will uphold Robin with the hand of my righteousness. He will strengthen us. And that's what we're talking about, Sister Liba, is the joy. Galatians 5 is the fruit of the spirit of love and joy. He is with you forever.
Yes,
Sister Liba, give us your last thoughts, please.
Yes, this is a very blessing for us to remember always the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we get down, just remember the joy of the Lord is my strength. He always renews us. He always gives us a strength to face the trials of our life, because Lord always want to give us a very good opportunity and blessing. So we just remember and we just count our blessings name by one
Amen.
By one and see what Lord has done for us. Amen.
And Sister Liba, what is some of your challenges there in Pakistan? Tell us. I'm sure that you have different challenges than us. Give us one example.
We have different challenges in our life, but when we have the strength of the Lord, we face these challenges in our life. Like, you know, in this age, it is sometimes we are very far from Lord. And this is the big challenge of life when we have nothing and how we can get close to God. But this is the great challenge for us to remember the joy of the Lord is my strength. And with Christ, we do everything. Because in Philippians 4:13, it says that with God, all things are possible. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with the Christ,
Hallelujah.
We do everything.
And what does Philippians 4:13 say? I can do
all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Woo-hoo.
Amen.
That is so awesome.
So today, Lord is talking about to you all. He's your strength. He's your Savior. He's our shelter. And we can always joy in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we've got 1 minute. Ms. Sarah, you got something real quick to put in there?
I am just so thankful for this teaching today. What a great reminder, both for those who are new in their walks and those that are been faithfully walking for years. I just want to say thank you. It was a perfect topic.
Amen. And I want to share real quick that you can give comments to us. You can go to the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com and contact us. But we are so thankful for our Sister Liba there in Punjab, the state of Punjab in Pakistan. She is awesome. She's anointed of the Lord, but it's all for the glory of God. It's His joy. Amen, Sister Liba.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity and for this honor. So I will be with you guys. Thank you for this nice gathering and for this beautiful message of the day.
Amen. So, Sister Liba, if you'll get close in the phone and pray goodbye to everybody.
Jesus.
going to go ahead and pray. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness you have. You have given us this love. Thank you, God, for your joy. That is our strength. Bless our sisters today that are listening, our brothers, everyone that might be on the strength of God. Until next time, everybody, tomorrow.